This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
713, 40% chance for showers this afternoon. And then they're saying a cool front that's going to make it nice with highs in the mid to upper 80s throughout the weekend, lower humidity. We'll see. I hope they're right. Somebody texted in. I was asking about bears. We spent a few weeks in Gatlinburg last summer, and yes, there were some very large bears lurking around our cabin. Had to be very careful, especially when bringing out the dog at night. And I had a similar experience in Gatlinburg at Christmas a couple of years ago. And I know when we went hiking on one of the parks, whatever it is, I don't know, at Gatlinburg or whatever, I did bring a gun, and they said you could bring a gun, and I was just in case because you never know. John Hanks joins us now, large carnivore program manager for the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, to talk about the sightings on the North Shore, St. Tammany Sheriff's Office, bear safety, and so forth. How you doing, John?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm all right, John. I've never even imagined that there would be a large carnivore program manager for Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. How do you go about becoming one of them?
Well, I started out just as a regional biologist, and I've done everything from hummingbirds to alligators, and I just happened to live in a part of the state where there was a lot of bears up near the Tensaw area, and so had a lot of bear duty, you know, bear work lumped in with our deer and waterfowl and turkey and small game work, and just got some experience at it, and it just, you know, right place, right time, or maybe wrong place, wrong time, if you ask certain people.
So are bears moving in the areas on the North Shore where they've never been before, or what's going on here?
Well, this time of year, those it's probably mostly adolescent males that are on the move, and, you know, they would have females would have come out of the den in late April, early May, if they had cubs from the previous year or if they were pregnant. But mostly the males or solitary females with no young of the year don't really den in our state. We don't have hibernation here like they do in the north, so those bears can be active year-round. Mm-hmm. And you get to that late spring, early summer, and it's kind of a time of plenty. There's lots of food on the ground, lots of new vegetation. There's also a lot of people being out and active, and there's crawfish bowls and cookouts and barbecues, and there's all these new smells in the air. And those young males, you know, if they've gotten to be 3 or 4 years old, they've been pushed out by mom when they were two, and they're trying to establish a new home range, and they run across a big male, he runs them off, and they're just looking for a place to live. So you'll see them pop up in places where you don't usually see bears because there's no other bears to push them out. I found a place to live. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, especially in Louisiana, you don't have to go very far, and you'll be in a town or a community. So they bounce around until they find them a place that's, you know, suitable.
How big does a black bear get?
The biggest one we've ever put our hands on in Louisiana was 696 pounds.
That's pretty big.
Now, that's, you know, see, that's pretty big. You know, North Carolina has 700-pound bears, and I believe had one over 800 at one time. But that's kind of an anomaly. A big bear in Louisiana is probably 500 to 550, but we commonly have bears, you know, 250 to 400 pounds.
So, and in terms of size, we'd be talking about, can you compare it to a dog? Would it be like a Cane Corso, something along that size, or a Great Dane or something, or bigger than that and thicker than that?
Probably. It depends. I mean, they always look much bigger than they are, because especially those adolescent bears, they're taller, right? But they haven't filled out, you know, kind of think about a teenage boy, how they'll be kind of tall and gangly, but they're not really filled out, not muscled up yet. So you'll see this bear at a distance, and he looks big, but when you actually put your hands on him, he's 175, or maybe he's 210 pounds, but he would be that same frame at 8 or 10 years old, but maybe be 350 or 400 pounds.
And I know it was just an expression, but put your hands on him would be the last thing in the world you'd want to do, right?
Yeah, that's something that we would do, but that's one of those don't try this at home things.
So what should people do, John, if they see a bear or there's one frequenting their neighborhood?
Well, you should never approach a bear, never feed a bear. If you do see a bear, Don't run from it. You know, like when you were riding your bicycle when you were little, a dog would chase you the faster you pedaled. Just hold your arms up in the air. If there's more than one person, stand close together. Bears don't have that great of eyesight. Make yourself appear bigger than you are. Mm-hmm. Talk to the bear in a loud voice. If you need to move away, back away slowly. Don't run. You know, don't yell at the bear, but be loud and calm. You know, just, hey, you know, that bear, he recognizes you're something bigger than him and or her, and that you're not something to eat. You know, bears have this incredible sense of smell, and usually when they see somebody and they approach them, they smell whatever they have eaten in the last 24 hours. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you had coffee and donuts this morning, but if a bear, you know, sees you, you know, that's what you would smell like.
You know, with me, honestly, you know what I had? You know what the bear would smell with me, John? True story. The bear would smell spinach and some pork roast, because that's what I had last night. So that's what the bear would smell.
Well, pork roast would be just fine.
The spinach, that would do the, I can tell you, the spinach wasn't that good, so I don't think the bear would have any interest in that at all. But I did manage to choke it down.
Let me ask you this,
and I'm not trying to be silly when I say this, but you say don't yell, but use a loud voice. But if you're
right.
facing a bear, that's kind of hard to parse in the moment where. Explain it.
It is. I mean, you don't want to. You're not trying to shock or scare it. You're just, hey, I'm over here. You know, here I am. Not scream, and then, you know, if somebody screams in your studio, you're just going to startle you. If somebody just kind of walks in and has a louder voice, you might make you look up, but it's not going to startle you as bad. So
the idea is to what? You're trying to make the bear what? Aware of you or afraid of you?
Aware that you're there and that you're not a food item. Okay. You're not is that a trash can over there that I smell good food in? No, that's John Hanks over there.
So you could potentially be a threat or not?
Yeah, you're not what he wants. He's not interested in you as a person. He's interested in what you smell like. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they go around and they find barbecue pits and fish cookers and where people have poured out their crawfish. So one thing you can do is to keep your trash secure and put away if there's a bear in your neighborhood. You know, maybe, you know, for the next week or so, keep it, you know, under lock and key in the storeroom or the carport. Just so till the bear goes away. If you live where there's bears, you know, you should always do that. And you should, you know, think about things like, I feed my pets outside. Well, don't leave food outside all day, all night. Feed them, pick it up, bring it in. You may want to pick up your bird feeders this time of year. Bears are going to be starting to breed here in the early to midsummer, and sometimes those males will move 20 miles a day looking for girlfriends.
I've moved farther than that, I'll tell you, John. Looking for girlfriends.
When I was 16, yeah. I rode a bicycle sometimes.
I've gone longer than 20, farther than 20 miles. We've all been there. We'll take a break, come back, and pick it up here when we come back. And let me ask you this. I know a little bit of knowledge is a dangerous thing, but is it safe to presume that if you do run away, then the bear is going to think that you're some kind of prey?
Well, it just would incite that chase thing like it would with a dog. So you never want to, you know, run away. You want to, hey, here I am, back away slowly. You know, if you have a jacket or a shirt, maybe hold that above your head. It makes you appear bigger than you are. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not interested in a confrontation. He's interested in a free meal.
See, that's, people don't know that. I'm glad it's good information. 7:21 more with John Hanks, large corner grower program manager for Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. If you live on the North Shore, I'd like to know if you have seen black bears or not. We'll talk about the black bear population, other kinds of bears in Louisiana as well. Somebody texted and said, imagine a Saints player covered in thick hair with a massive mouth and long teeth. And I guess it would be even worse than that, because if you're talking about 400 to 500 pounds, the Saints don't have any 400 to 500-pound players. 7:22, traffic now, WWL. 7:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL. I've not gotten any text from anybody on the North Shore that's seen a black bear. John Hanks is with us, large carnivore program manager for Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office warning residents about increased sightings of black bears. John, for people that... And, you know, I hate to say this, but I know some people are listening that might want to attract a black.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bear so they can see it. Your thoughts on that?
You never want to attract a black bear. You never want to approach a black bear. They're fairly docile, but you don't want to put yourself in that situation.
So if somebody, because I got a text from somebody, I hate to even address this, but if somebody texted it, chances are other people are thinking it about attracting the bear to their backyard so they could see it. Tell everybody why that's a terrible idea, please.
Well, they're extremely big and strong, and at the best case scenario, it just destroys some of your stuff, like your bird feeders or your pet food container or you know, maybe some your trash can, something like that. Worst case scenario, you know, it pushes the wind in and gets in your house, and then it's a threat to your life.
And then you got a problem. The problem is not attracting it; it's getting rid of it, right?
That's correct. And you don't want to attract a bear because bears are looking for an easy meal. So if they find an easy meal, they will continue to come to that place over and over and over again. I had a man in Ruston, Louisiana. It's been several years ago now. And he had a freezer in his carport, like many of us do, a freezer or a refrigerator. And he kept going outside, and the freezer was open, and he thought his grandkids were getting in and getting his Bluebell ice cream, and he was upset about it because back when Bluebell had Listeria or had that problem with it, and they had a recall, and they weren't making it. And it turned out it was a black bear out there in the yard eating his Bluebell ice cream. So he made a simple fix. He took his ratchet strap from his four-wheeler trailer and put it around his freezer, put a camera on it. The bear came back 2 times the next day, missed 3 days, came back 2 more times, and when he couldn't get in the freezer, he moved on.
But wait, you're not telling me the bear ate the ice cream, put the container back, put the top back on the container, put it back in the freezer, are you?
No. He'd take the ice cream out. He thought the grandkids were taking the ice cream and going off.
A pretty talented bear to do that. Let's talk about other type of bears in Louisiana, black bear population, other things people need to know, John.
So we only have black bears in Louisiana. And we have about probably 1,500 statewide, with the most dense population being up in that Tensall-Madison area, which is in the northeast part of the state. You know, 90% of our bears are in that Mississippi Alluvial Valley or that Atchafalaya Basin, you know, Point Capee all the way down to St. Mary. But we have enough bears, and they are mobile enough and move enough and have big enough home ranges that you could see a bear in any of the 64 parishes any day of the week, any month of the year.
So closing thoughts or thoughts to leave people with, if they see a bear, just if it's outside, first of all, stay inside. And then if they're outside with it, make yourself look big, be still, yell, but don't scream.
Right. Just talk loud to it. I would also like to direct people to bearwise.org, BEARWISE.org. It's shared by about 40 states across the country, and if you're going to Gatlinburg like you do, or you live in the North Shore and you've never seen a bear and you want to know how to deal with a bear, hey, I've got chickens, what should I do? Maybe you should put electric fence up. There's bulletins on how to build it, what strength it needs to be, what bears are doing this time of year. Bearwise.org, please visit that. It'll help you with bear safety, bear biology. And, of course, you can always reach out to your local wildlife and fisheries office or our website. But bearwise.org is all bears all the time, and you get the same information whether it's Louisiana, Florida, Tennessee, North Carolina, Maine, or Minnesota.
Valuable information in a fun way. Thank you, John Hanks, Large Carnivore Program Manager for Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. Mark Rose is coming up next. He's to help you manage your money. President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. First step toward being a millionaire? Having a 401k. Details when we return. Right now, time for WWL First News.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.